3-1 record for the Pattonsburg Panthers. They get their first conference win of the season with a 74-38 win. Let me correct that, 78-46 win over King City, the 74-38 win. That was 2 weeks ago. We talked about that last week. That was a loss. We're going to talk about better things this week with head coach Scott Cavan. Win puts a smile on everybody's face, coach, and you guys really had a strong second half over at King City on Friday night.
Yeah, it's a lot better feeling after having a Friday night with a win. And the way our guys really stepped up in the second half, defensively, offensively, all around, just a great performance. And the first half wasn't bad either. We just put ourselves in some situations that weren't great. But and then you turn around and have a second half like we did Friday night, yeah, you couldn't be more pleased.
Some of Friday night was you were able to keep the ball by getting some successful onside kicks, which has always been kind of the part of the Pattonsburg strategy. So when that works, it makes everything work well. But I'm going to assume, Coach, that defensively the guys look better in the second half with the time that they did get on the field. Did you make any X's and O's adjustments or things like that at halftime with the defense?
Yeah, we did. We moved some guys around and got some different spots. And just moved our alignment around a little bit. But like you said, we got a couple onside kicks early. We scored three times before they touched the ball, and that really is deflating for a team whenever you can't even get the ball in your hands and your other team's already scored three scores. But then defensively, the first three drives they had the ball as well. With the first three times they touched the ball, we forced turnovers too, two fumbles and an interception. And so anytime you can do that, I mean, recover two onside kicks and force three turnovers right there to start the half. That's a good performance by your defense.
It sounded like, I know it was a very close score at the half, but I believe you were down by a couple, and it sounds like you didn't have momentum by any means going into the locker room at halftime.
Yeah, I think, we were down 10 with about 42 seconds left in the half, and we drove and had 55. We were at King City's 15, so we had 55 yards to go or 65 yards to go, and three big plays, and we scored right before the half as time expired to make it a 4-point game for the half, and so that kind of carried us in down four, knowing we were getting the ball to start the half. Gave us a little momentum going into the second half.
Absolutely, I didn't realize it kind of you just see scores and you don't know the ebb and flow of the game, but there's a big difference between being down two scores and one score, and that gave you guys a boost, obviously, going to the third quarter.
Yeah, we made a big-time play right before the half, too. We kind of threw a little jump ball to Brett Emig outside, and he went up and made a play for a touchdown that really just got us pumped up and got us going.
Coming off of a loss to North Andrew, Coach, did you kind of feel like, was there a little bit of a block that the guys just had to fight through and kind of hitting a little bit of a not a great first half? You had a loss last week. Did you kind of feel like that emotionally and kind of mentally they just had to fight through that block to get this one?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of in the same spot at halftime as we were last week against North Andrew. I mean, we were right there. Last week we were within 10. We were down 10 at the half. This week we're down 4. In a dogfight and against two teams that play the same way, both hit you in the mouth and physical, and our guys responded a lot better Friday night. That was the hope that we would have that kind of a response back after what happened. And yeah, I mean, once we got past it and started rolling, you could see the guys really respond.
It sounds like, we've talked about the fact that if it's not already, I think it's one that's going to grow with intensity and rivalry with Pattonsburg and King City not being too very far apart. And from what I've heard and kind of the information that I've seen online, Coach, it sounded like a pretty intense football game over at King City Friday night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they really they bring the hat and they come ready to play. And it's just GRC, two GRC schools pretty close together. Of course, nobody likes losing, and so whenever you're that way, and there's just and it's just a big. It was a competitive football game, and guys were really getting after it. And there were a couple personal fouls that amped up the intensity a little bit and got our guys fired up. That made it feel have a little bit of a more intense feel to it.
3-1 record now, 1-1 in the GRC. Going to need some help from somebody to beat North Andrew. Obviously, that loss hurts with Pattonsburg's attempts to try to repeat as conference champions. But who knows if it's going to happen? North Andrew might run the table. But this conference, we talked about this 2 weeks ago, Coach. It's so balanced. Who knows what's going to happen in this GRC race for the next 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's a toss up. I feel like Fort County struggled a little bit early. Now they bounced back and beat Albany Friday night. And they're playing really well. And then Albany's obviously 0-3, but with three losses by combined. I mean, really close losses. And King City in every game they played. North Andrew, obviously. And then us. I mean, we're all. It's a dogfight week in and week out. I just don't think you know who's going to get it done. And then obviously we go to Stanbury this week. He's undefeated in the conference as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just you don't get a week off. In the GRC, when you play opponents like that, it's a juggernaut of schedule.
Yeah, we'll talk about Stanbury here in a little bit. As far as your team goes, Coach, you got the pulse of your team, and obviously you work on things to do against Stanbury, but just in a big general sense here, what are the things that you feel like that you're working on this week that you want to get better at as a football team? What's kind of on your list of to-do things?
Yeah, we kind of got our defense a little bit figured out Friday night, so we're just going to solidify that a little bit more and just work on tackling. This biggest thing defensively we can do is to tackle and to pursue. We got to be better at all those things. So that's the two focus on defenses that we're going to do is making sure we're sure if we're tackling a little bit and make sure we got eight guys flying to the football every play. And then just working on that physical mindset, just a little bit of mental toughness, just knowing got to be ready to go play each play, ready to hit somebody and knowing that they're coming at you.
Well, Stanbury I saw last year, and here's what I remember about Stanbury last year when I covered your district game against them, Coach, is that they didn't have the record that Stanbury usually has, but they had a very young football team. So I would guess about 90 to 95% of the kids that were on that field last year come back, and that's going to make them a much more veteran team this fall.
Yeah. I mean, they return mostly everybody, and they got some big guys up front, and their skill positions are very talented. A quarterback, this Austin Swayback kid, can really sling it, and he runs the ball well. And so, I mean, that's a dual threat. That's a problem. And then they got Colin Sager is good. He can catch the ball from tight end and put him back at running back. He can run the ball. And then a couple of young guys that run the ball really well, and they're just a really good team with another year of experience that. And they're bigger, stronger, faster, and we just got to be ready to go.
And you know this, too. I kind of referred to the GRC race, and it's kind of common sense, but if you have one loss, you probably still have a shot if you win out. If you get two losses, your chances of repeating are probably at most like 1% to 2%.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if we want any chance to repeat this conference chance, we know we got to get it this week, and we can't have any more slip-ups along the way because – two losses isn't going to do it in the GRC, and one loss may not even do it. You really got to be ready to go each week, and so if we want any chance, we got to be ready to go this week.
Stanbury didn't play last week, so Stanbury got an off week. Osceola had a COVID-19 test, so Stanbury's game at Osceola was called off. Stanbury's 3-0 wins against Appleton City at Albany. That was by four. As Coach mentioned, this Albany team's kind of snake bit a little bit, and King City. Just kind of comparing head-to-head, lower scoring game Stanbury-King City than it was Pattonsburg-King City, but Stanbury beat King City 2 weeks ago, 44-20. Kickoff from Stanbury, 7 o'clock Friday nights. Coach Scott Cavan. Coach, congrats on the win this week. Good luck over at Stanbury this Friday night.
Thank you. Go Panthers.